From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A former Rutgers University student is found guilty of hate crimes for using a webcam to spy on his roommate's intimate encounter with another man. NPR's Joel Rose reports a jury in New Jersey found Darun Ravi guilty on all 15 counts.
The jury deliberated for 2 days before finding Darun Ravi guilty of invasion of privacy and bias intimidation. Ravi's college roommate Tyler Clementi committed suicide in 2010, several days after Ravi used his webcam to spy on Clementi kissing another man in the freshman dorm room they shared. Ravi's lawyer described the incident as a stupid prank gone wrong and denied that his behavior was motivated by Clementi's sexual orientation. But in the end, the jury convicted Ravi on most of the charges. Darun Ravi faces several years in prison, and he could be deported to his native India, even though he has lived legally in the U.S. since he was a young boy. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. Army sergeant accused of slaughtering Afghan villagers last weekend is headed back to the U.S., and he is expected to be held at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. The soldier's attorney is raising concerns about his client's multiple tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan while refuting claims that the soldier was dealing with marital problems. We have more details from NPR's Martin Coste.
The soldier's civilian attorney, John Henry Brown, calls the reports of family strife nonsense. He also says there's no evidence alcohol was a factor. But he does acknowledge his client may have been under stress. The 38-year-old had already served 3 tours of duty in Iraq, and Brown says the deployment to Afghanistan was a blow.
He and the family were told that his tours in the Middle East were over, and then literally overnight that changed.
Brown also says on the day before the massacre, his client witnessed a fellow soldier suffer a grievous injury to his leg. Martin Coste, NPR News, Seattle.
Warning that he is at the end of the rope over civilian deaths and injuries in his country. Afghan President Hamid Karzai accused the U.S. of not sharing information about how the American soldier allegedly carried out that attack. Karzai has demanded that all NATO troops pull out of rural villages. White House's President Obama telephoned Karzai and that both leaders agreed to talk further about the Afghan leader's demand. A Syrian revolt is reportedly brewing outside the capital for the first time in weeks as activists gather for yet another funeral. A group of men gathering in Idlib, one of the cities targeted in the military's crackdown. The UN estimates thousands of people have been killed since the start of the uprising in Syria a year ago. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 20 points at 13,233, NASDAQ up down 1 at 3,055, S&P 500 up 2. This is NPR News. Belgium is observing a national day of mourning. Bells chimed in unison this morning as millions of people observed a moment of silence for the 28 people killed in a tunnel bus crash Tuesday in Switzerland. Most of the victims were children. It was like a scene out of one of George Clooney's movies, handcuffed and hauled away. But today was the real deal. He and others trespass on Sudanese embassy property in full glare of the media to protest the region's ongoing violence and the African government's blockade on relief.
Immediately, we need humanitarian aid to be allowed into the Sudan before it becomes the worst humanitarian crisis in the world.
Clooney was also on Capitol Hill this week and met with President Obama about stepping up international help. Final approval from the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, means Greece is now assured of getting its second bailout from international lenders. Terry Schultz reports, though, they're warning Athens it must do more to get back on its feet.
Greece's second rescue, worth $170 billion, will let it escape bankruptcy for now. But monitors from the European Union, the IMF, and the European Central Bank, known as the Troika, have just released their quarterly report. It indicates that even if Greece follows through on the reform pledges made to obtain this lifeline, the government probably won't be able to support itself once the money runs out in 2015. Troika spokesman Matthias Morris says further austerity measures will be needed, regardless of the population's vigorous opposition.
There's no alternative to it. It's not possible to continue with an uncompetitive economy.
The Troika report says, in particular, Athens needs to work on ending tax evasion and cutting bureaucracy for businesses. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR.